On this week's Start Creating Podcast, episode 8, we deep dive into how I believe you've got more time than you think you do. So many people have a look at the world and panic that they're running out of time and they're in their early 20s. You realise in your early 30s that you had loads of time then and you have loads of time now. I have a look at the new YouTube studio and explain how you need to start learning that right now, because it's going to become your world if you're a YouTuber. And I touch upon the impact of mental health to creating content and keeping yourself happy. So, here we go! Hello and welcome to the Start Creating Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Hello and welcome back. Here we are in the calm weeks and months of the summer. I say calm weeks and months. The last week has been absolute chaos. Like, the health issues have been kind of semi-resolved. As I mentioned, I'm now on medication for that. That's good, right? But last week was a mix of everything. I was catching up with friends. I was catching up with family, right? My other half was going out to, like, work and events and stuff like that. And then, my best friend went off for a bungee jump. My other half went for, like, a hen do and a leaving do, and I don't think we had a single day to ourselves in between my parents coming up and everything else. So this week, she's working full-time as well again. Like, I say full-time, like, more than her actual contract allows and stuff like that. Like, it's just been absolutely exhausting. And this time of year, I don't know if it's just me, but if it's too warm, I can't sleep. And then because I can't sleep, I get anxious that I'm not sleeping. So then at 2 o'clock in the morning, where I'm like, I've got to get up in 4 hours, right? That pretty much guarantees that I'm not sleeping properly for those 2 or 3 hours until I'm worried that I'm going to miss the alarm. And then you get the world's best sleep for the last 5 minutes before the clock goes off. Yeah? Maybe it's just me. So, yeah, I've been creating content rather nicely. The advantage of the missus being out and about over the weekend is I'm pretty much a workaholic. So any chance I get to do additional work, great, because I love it, right? So many people are worried about the life-work balance, but if you're doing a job that is your hobby, or you really love doing your job, then is it truly work? Like, I understand it's earning money, or it's putting time and effort into it. You're not half-arsing it. But I quite like, you know, either getting ahead of myself on projects, or creating content, or knowing that I've got X amount of stuff in the bag. So this weekend, with her being out for 2 or 3 hours Saturday and 2 or 3 hours Sunday, I was able to knock out additional client work, and it kind of relieves the stress and the pressure. And I know that if I need 20 minutes, half hour, an hour to myself to go stroll along the canal, or I don't know, nap because I'm tired in the middle of the day, then I could do so and it's not a problem. But what are you doing at the moment? How are you facing summer? Where are you, for that matter? Maybe tweet at me with the hashtag StartCreatingPodcast and tell me where you are listening from and what you are up to, right? Maybe even ask me a question if you want. I am just curious who's listening and where they're from and where you're listening to me. Are you listening to me on the way to work? On the way home? Are you sat there in the bath? Do you listen to me whilst you're on the toilet? I don't mind. Just let me know, and let me know what your week looks like. Let me know if you sleep during the summer, or if you're a very, very lucky person that lives in an igloo and never has to worry about too hot winters and too hot summer evenings. And if I don't get enough sleep, my brain gets muddled, right? And then it either makes it harder to edit my videos, or if I'm rambling on a podcast, you get to hear it. But yeah, I'm about to step in to the idea that you need to have a look at the YouTube studio, because it's the classic mode's going away and you need to pay attention to the new studio to get the most out of it. So let's look into that now. As we start to barrel into summer, everything seems to calm down. We've had all the gaming news. We've had, I don't know, the odd few tweaks when it comes to YouTube and social media. And yeah, no doubt we'll get some kind of big news story come out in the next 2-3 weeks. But this week, there's nothing much again. So I thought I'd touch upon the fact that we're now staring down the barrel of the gun of the new YouTube studio in YouTube. Now, if you've been using YouTube for a while, you would have seen it. Slowly over time, they've been introducing the studio beta for about a year now, for that matter, in which you could kind of dabble in it last year and there was rudimentary stats. Now they're adding more and more features that only are in the YouTube studio beta. They're forcing people now to directly log into the YouTube studio beta. It's a default option for many people unless you choose to come out of it and use the classic mode. That's what I'm doing at the moment. But overall, they're now slowly stepping you into it. I imagine that come September, October, it will be the default and only option, and you'll be able to go back to classic very, very, very rarely. I've been creating tutorials for the YouTube Studio beta for about a year for this kind of reason, really. If I can learn the Studio beta and then teach you how I learnt the Studio beta and create some tutorials, then it will help you moving forward. It seems to have certainly been warmly received. A couple of my videos in that niche has got around about 20, 30, 40, 50,000 views, especially when it comes to the end screen, the info cards. I've been trying to make some tutorials on the basics as well, because everything looks a bit differently now. You know, how to schedule your videos, that kind of thing, how to tag and title your videos, how to upload thumbnails. But I implore you, if you're a YouTuber at this point in time, or if you're planning on starting a YouTube channel, you need to get used to the new YouTube studio, right? Forget that it's a beta, start using it directly. And that way, when it switches over, you won't miss how the classic mode worked. There are some functionalities that you may have been using for years. I know I've been uploading videos to YouTube for 5-6 years now, and I'm used to how, I don't know, basic it is, really, because the new design, they've gone for a new design. It's swish, it's clean, it's crisp, but there's some features that you may have got used to as default, like import on end cards and stuff like that. Now, I advise that you take your time, just like learning new editing software. Forget that the old software exists, try and delete it. Solely use the new software, in this case, solely use the new Studio beta, and work your way through the normal upload system. Upload it, check it, tweak it, learn it, see what plugins work. TubeBuddy still exists. You can go to alanspicer.com/TubeBuddy, and that should help you. That will help you with your tags, your titles, your descriptions. It helps me rank a hell of a lot better. Every time I've installed TubeBuddy, it's tripled my growth. Every time I use it on a client's site, it's helped them grow. TubeBuddy is a great tool and it's free. But I highly advise that you dig through the YouTube Studio beta. You get used to the Studio beta and how it looks, how it feels, how it functions. The only problem I find is that if I want to go from Studio beta into just normal YouTube, I have to do the whole click out, go classic, remove, and then go browse. I'm sure they'll make that less friction in the coming few months. It'll be much more seamless, right? But do yourself a favor, start learning it now, because in 2 or 3 months' time, when it's no longer an option at all and the rug's whipped out from underneath you, it's less of a panic and a learning curve that frustrates you if you've already got used to it a little bit. Now, are you using the new YouTube studio? How long have you been using it? Did you even know that the classic mode was still available? And, you know, is there a specific feature or functionality that you feel is much better? I certainly lean on the things like the click rate, statistics, so I can see exactly how well a thumbnail is doing. I believe in the long run they're also going to be including A/B thumbnail testings, which currently I can only really find with TubeBuddy under their legendary package. But if they introduce that into the YouTube thing where you upload two thumbnails and it tells you which one's better with statistics, I think that's a good thing. Now, anything that increases click-through rate increases the reach that your channel gets, that increases the views that your channel gets. The more views you get, the more chance they'll get statistics and subscribers. And the more statistics your channel has, the more likely that YouTube is to go and understand your watch time, your clientele, and suggest you. So learn the new features, because they haven't put them in there for no reason. They're deliberately telling you that click-through rate is important because they've deliberately shoved it under our nose. Just like 5 years ago when they deliberately shoved watch time under our nose, right? It meant that they're hinting, do this, aim for watch time. And now it's aim for watch time, aim for quality watch time, and aim for click-through rate, and you will grow. Now, before we deep dive into why I think you've got more time than you realise and how patience and hard work will help you, I want to help you with a little nugget. This is my ebook. It's a free ebook. Go to alanspicer.com/ebook and it will teach you how to start your YouTube channel and grow your YouTube channel with 10 very powerful, simple tips. That's alanspicer.com/ebook. Go and get it for free today. One very important thing that I learnt 35 years into my life is the importance of understanding exactly where you happen to be within your life journey. Now, I've explained on this podcast before how over time I started a wrestling fan website. I went into banking, into security. I then did web development. My first web development little trip didn't go too well, but then I put my nose to the floor. I tried again, and it's only in the last couple of years that the whole YouTube consulting and video editing and looking after clients has paid off as a business, as a brand. The more I learn, the older I get, the more I able to contextualize my life and my situation, and hopefully I can shortcut that a little bit for you. Not a lot, because we all have to learn, and the only way we can learn is by living. But today I'm going to tell you, hopefully, something that you'll start to realise in the coming weeks, months and years. You're probably sat there right now, and unless you're in your 80s or 90s, you realise that there's a lot of time on your hands. Time is in your favour. Time is there to help you, and you're not as far into this marathon as you may think you are. I'm 35 this year, and I moved north to Yorkshire when I was 25, 26. I thought that I was Billy Big Balls, and I thought at the age of 25 that, you know, if I don't move out of Medway now, then I'm going to be trapped in Medway for the rest of my life. I'm going to die not having experienced the rest of the world. 25 is nothing. You know, 25 is truly just a blip on your life radar. At 25, I'd been out of school 4 years, 5 years. At 25, I'd been working full-time for about 4-5 years. I'd not learned anything then. I'd not done anything then. Now, I'm not here to knock you, because at 24, 25, you may have had a lot of life experience. We're all different. Your parents may have been alcoholics. You may have lost someone to cancer. You may have travelled the world before starting university. You may have been lucky enough to have invented something that's made you thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of pounds. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're taking advice from me, you know, a donation's always welcome. But I highly, highly advise that you learn the perspective of your life. Now, At the age of 35 now, I look back at myself at the age of 25 and I realise that I was panicking, I was worrying, I was concerned that my midlife crisis was about to come up and I hadn't done stuff, that I hadn't turned that next chapter, that I hadn't become the Alan that I wanted to be. But, if I'm honest, at the age of 25, I didn't know who the Alan I wanted to be was. When I left school, I was thinking maybe banking, maybe IT. When I was in junior school, I wanted to be a teacher, like a high school teacher. I look back with that with horror now. Like, I can barely teach my mum how to use a keyboard or use a computer without getting frustrated. Like, if you don't get it the first two or three times that I'm physically there in front of you, and my brain's like, well, if I can get it, this is so simple. If I can get it, why can't you? I'm sorry if you're overhearing. We've got idiots on quad bikes near me. So that's the noise that you're hearing. It's not me, you know, having bowel issues. But could you imagine me trying to teach young, like, flexible minds who are 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, how to live their life? I don't know. I'd destroy them with my sarcasm or my weird sense of humour. So, anyway, back to my point. At the age of 15, I thought I knew what I wanted to do. At the age of 20, I thought I knew what I wanted to do. At the age of 25, I moved north and I thought, yay, I want to live north and I know what I want to do and I know how I want to live my life. At the age of 35, I'm now in a completely different niche. At the age of 35, I'm now a YouTube consultant. At the age of 35, I have a little more handle on my future. But even then, I'm still not fully aware of what I am now. The only advantage I have now is I'm more self-aware of the fact that I'm not 100% sure of who I am. And that's a good thing. Now, why am I going on this random waffle? I want you to realise, no matter how old you are, that it's never too late to change, to pivot, to risk, to try. Yes, if you're 80, and yes, if you've got a bad heart, then maybe it's a little harder to pivot. But I spoke to someone recently, whether he's listening to this podcast or not, you know who you are as soon as I mention you, right? I'll call him Sir Unicorn, right? Just as a magic idea, right? This Sir Unicorn has recently come out of a business and recently had a little bit of money, but needed to move back into his parental home. They may be 23, 24, 25, and they're really wanting to put their nose to the grindstone and do everything they can to develop a brand. Now, here's my advice to him that was the same advice that I want to give to you. When I was 25, I had to start my own web development company. Basically, I was already in a web development company, but I decided to leave for artistic reasons and reasons that basically I didn't agree with the management direction of that business, and I felt I could do better. So I left, and that company doesn't exist anymore, and nor does theirs, but I was able to survive for 2 or 3 years without them, and they was able to survive for 2 or 3 months without me, so I felt that that was a moral victory. At the end of those 3 years of running, where I ran my own company called Spicer Designs, unfortunately it failed. And that was quite a blow for me. I'll be honest, it put me in a spiral for around about 2-3 years of depression. A black cloud of weirdness that followed me around for everywhere and affected some of my decision making. But by the end of that, by the end of those 3-4 years, I was only 29, 30. See, the difference there is, and you may not see it just yet if you are younger than me, is 30 is still no age. 30, you can still pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and have another failure, and still find a full-time job in your mid-30s, your late 30s, or even early 40s, and still build a pension, a mortgage, a life plan. 40 is not a death sentence anymore. You can start a new career at 50. We're all living now to easily pass 70, 80, 90 years old. In some cases, Especially nowadays, if I'm living now at the age of 35, we're making life changes that can cure cancer, that can deal with Parkinson's, that helps with severe nerve damage. You've got more time than you realise. Look after yourself. Invest in yourself, right? What's 12 months of you eating well and exercising properly just to lose those 2 or 3 or 10 stone to make sure that you are able to be healthier, to be living into your 70s, your 80s and your 90s. Do 1 year's worth of hard work to earn 20, 30 years on the other end. Same with business, same with social media. What do you want? What is your long-term goal? And if you are able to swallow 5 years of hard work and still be mid-30s, early 40s, then you've got a load of time. And I'm not saying that you can't risk it if you're in your 40s. The game's slightly different, right? Because if you're in your 40s, you might have kids. If you're in your 40s, you might have the start of health issues. If you're in your 40s, there'll be responsibilities. But if you're in your mid-20s and you've got a chance that you can just sit in your parents' house, right? And you can afford to give them rent, but you can go balls to the wall with all the risk that you can. Risk as much as you can afford to lose without bankrupting yourself. Then go for it. Because now's the time to be high risk and high reward. Because if you fail in your 20s and you start again in your 30s, you've got all the time in the world to make it back up. I personally lost a lot of money in my first business. And after 5 years, I'm now 35. After 5 years of an arrangement, I didn't go bankrupt. I chose to pay back my debtors as much as I could. And after 5 years of paying that, I'm now clear of that debt from my business. And you know what I learned the most? Is I learned that failure is not a scarlet letter. Failure is not the end of your business run. Failure is a very important life lesson. And in this case, it cost me 20,000-30,000 pounds. But it taught me the value of money. It taught me the value of customers. It taught me the value of driving, right? Because there's a lot of regret that you can find, but it can educate you. I know now the things that I did wrong in my first business. I know now the things that I need to improve in my business now. I know the things that I need to build, the infrastructure. And 2-3 years into my new business, I'm much more stable than 2-3 years into my original old business. So, just to summarize, you have much more time than you realize. And this isn't just YouTube. This could be writing a book. This could be becoming an athlete. This could be teaching. It could be learning. It could be exploring. Go and do the thing that you want to do. Try it. Taste it. And if need be, fail at it to learn. Because when you dust yourself off and try again, there'll be much more time left for you to do it than you realise. It is not your last roll of the dice. It is not the last swing at the sword. But if you hit 90 and you've played it safe all of your life and you're just about to die on your deathbed, you'll look back and you'll regret the things that you didn't try. So don't regret anything and give yourself a chance. Now, today we're going to take a trip down memory lane, and it's to touch upon a video that I made fairly recently, in fact, and a topic that is quite dear to my heart. It's mental health. Mental health that you need to look after yourself. How can you look after yourself and do all the things that you want to do in the long run if you're not focusing on you? Burnout is something real. Burnout is something really dangerous. So from time to time, all you need to do is take 5, 10, 20 minutes to yourself, go for a stroll for half hour, enjoy your lunch break. I like to walk down at my local canal, but it could be absolutely anything that you want. You could be sat in a park eating a sandwich, or just 2 or 3 minutes to yourself with some headphones and your favourite song. Just disconnect, have a little bit of you time before you drive yourself into the floor. So, give a listen to this.
Hello. So today I thought it'd be a little bit something different. I've gone for a walk down near my local canal. I love canals. It's a great way to chill, relax, unwind, and sometimes that's exactly what you need. If you're caught in the stress of YouTube, if you're caught in the stress of numbers and subscribers and making videos, you might not do the self-care that you deserve, that you need. Self-care is important, not only in life, not only on YouTube, just in general. So many times you could be grinding away. So many times you could be doing that sacrifice, giving up those hours of sleep because you go to bed late so you can send those emails, and you get up early so you can edit that video, and you go out and you hustle, or you're walking down a canal at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning making a YouTube video. I highly advise that you look after yourself. You look after your mental self, because if you grind too hard, you can burn out. And I've done a video on YouTube burnout, but I highly advise you find some way to unwind. What is your thing? I mean, at the moment I'm surrounded by ducks on a canal.
Hello.
But I always love this time of year because it's just warming up, so it's not freezing. I can wander along the canal, I can meet animals, I can make friends. You could be left alone. If I want 20 minutes to myself to just think of my own thoughts, if I want 20 minutes to chill and relax, if I need 20 minutes to reset, I'm very much an introvert. So for me to recharge, I love a bit of alone time. For me to recharge, it's quiet, some podcasts, a walk. I always love a bit of water around me. I always have. I absolutely suggest that you find some way to unwind, some way to get those creative juices flowing, because maybe you've got writer's block, maybe you can't think of content. But at the end of the day, if you're able to go for a stroll at your local park, or go hang out with friends if that's how you unwind, then it will release those issues. It will help you unwind. It will stop you overthinking those numbers and stressing. At the end of the day, your brain is a very well-oiled machine, and some machines work their best when they are calm, relaxed, and not overworked. The slow machine that England was, is what this lock says, and there's nothing wrong with being a slow machine, because YouTube's a marathon and not a sprint. Just make sure you're doing it properly, because if you're sprinting too hard, if you're working too hard, you will burn out. And instead of being the canal that floated all those goods all those years ago in England and kept the world turning, they'll turn into very clogged arteries. And the last thing you want is a YouTube heart attack. Look after yourself. I'll see you soon. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.